Hawak ang kanyang pagiging malikhain, advokasya at ice cream machine. Nagpupursige si John Rivera na ipakilala ang Australia sa pagkaing Pinoy gamit ang Cariton Sorbetes, ang kanyang sariling line of artisanal gelato. Naging matagumpay si Chef John Rivera sa Australian fine dining ng isang dekada. Ngunit patuloy siyang bumabalik sa dahilan kung bakit itinuon niya ang kanyang buhay sa pagkain, ang Filipino cuisine.
I was born in Cabanatuan City. Moved to New Zealand when I was 3. And that's where I spent most of my adolescence. And then we moved here to Australia in time for high school. I spent most of my time really as an immigrant or a migrant adapting to the country. For me, my only connection back to the Filipino culture at that time was through food.
Mula sa pagkaing Pinoy na kinakain niya sa bahay, itong dating Rockpool Bar and Grill at Lume Chef ay nagpapatuloy ng kanyang advokasya sa kanyang professional cooking.
I guess one of the highlights of my career was representing the Pacific region in San Pellegrino Young Chef of the Year 2018, which is a global competition for young chefs under 30. So there's 21 regions around the world, 2,400 chefs applied, and those 2,400 chefs were whittled down to 210 across 21 regions. So 10 finalists in each region, where we got to cook for the top chefs of the country or the region. I was pretty stoked with that. It meant, and I did, for my signature dish, I did sinigang, or my version, or modern interpretation of sinigang, which incorporated, I guess, my immigrant background. I wanted to show the adaptability and the versatility of the Filipino. So, you know, we have many Filipinos who have migrated overseas or work overseas, and what I found is that, you know, we can't find necessarily the same or exact ingredients that we use in Philippines, but we make do and we adapt to what we have in that region. So I presented a dish that had all the flavors and, you know, trademarks of the sinigang, the sour, the punchy, the comfort of the broth. But I did that with modern Australia, with native Australian ingredients and produce that you would find here in Australia and New Zealand. And luckily enough, that impressed the judges in Australia, and we made it to Milan. So from 210, it was whittled down to 21 in Milan, where we cooked our signature dish for 7 of the top chefs in the world. Yeah, thankfully we placed in the top 5. We placed 5th in Milan, which we didn't expect, but I'm really happy about more so because we had the opportunity to bring Filipino food to the world stage, and it justified to me that our culture and our cuisine is so diverse and beautiful, and that it deserves that place on the, you know, all those top cuisines.
Nagtatrabaho ngayon para sa Sunda Restaurant si John. Ngunit pinaplano niya dapat magbukas ng modern Filipino restaurant bago mangyari ang pandemya.
And that unfortunately has fallen through for now because of everything going on. But you know, my friend and business partner Min, and we've always wanted to work with each other, and we kind of just sat down during the first isolation, the first lockdown phase, and we said, you know what, let's try this. You know, we're not doing anything. Let's use our creativity and our skills, and you know, at least it's something to get by during isolation. And Min himself is Vietnamese, but you know, when he visited the Philippines earlier this year for my wedding, he really fell in love with the concept of dirty ice cream. This man, or you know, this person, wheeling ice cream through the streets and serving people, which is very similar to also what they have in Vietnam. We wanted to have a product that that could reach people in their homes, that was very approachable and comfortable. And for me, I saw ice cream gelato as a great opportunity to open the door and talk about what Filipino food is.
gamit ang inspirasyon mula sa Dirty Ice Cream. Kumagawa sina John at Min ng mga flavors base sa mga Pinoy desserts, cocktails at produce. Ayon kay John, ang ube gelato nila ay may tunay na handmade ube halaya. Ang paborito niyang turon ay gawa sa hinog na saging, muscovado caramel, langka at crispy spring rolls. Ang keso ay meron ding sky flakes. Ang kalamansi hinebra ay gawa sa kalamansi at gin. Guyabano naman ay juice na may gatas. At champurado ay tablea gelato na may toasted glutinous rice, wild rice, cacao nibs at patis salted caramel upang magaya ang lasa ng champuradong may halong tuyo.
So we're always trying to be creative with what desserts we can play around with or turn into ice cream form, and one of them is the hot that we're going to release very soon. That was one of the things that we had the most in the Philippines as well, and I think that's going to bring a lot of smile on people's faces. But we were playing around with things like halo halo, leche flan, cafe and pandesal. So we're always just trying to stay creative, especially through this time where it really frees our mind from everything that's going on right now, in our industry. But also, you know, we feel that it's our duty to our customers to be able to provide them with new and interesting flavors. For us, the real challenge really is how do we move forward after, you know, stage four, stage three, kind of list. So, you know, we're looking to expand. We're looking to have our own factory, have our own shop, so that our guests can also, or our customers can also visit us and enjoy ice cream freshly churned at our shop. And, you know, I hope that it becomes a talking point. It becomes a point of difference. That, oh, hey, this is Filipino food. And, you know, because this is so good, we want to try more things. We want to try more of the unusual things. But we also hope that this product, our product and our brand can, you know, inspire other Filipinos to be proud of their heritage, to be proud of their food, and be able to have the confidence to share that with their non-Filipino friends too.